And local news, it's time to start building your raft, say the organisers of the Recycled Raft Race. Yes, Whangaroa is welcoming back Maui's Dolphin Day and the Recycled Raft Race after a two-year hiatus. After being a regular event on the local calendar for coming up to two decades, COVID and its aftermath caused the cancellation of the event for the last 2 years. But Extreme Zero Waste and Whangaroa Environment Centre are very excited to be putting on Whangaroa's favourite community event again in 2024. It will be held on March the 2nd, so like we say, time to get building the rafts. There will be a live stream from Waitangi in the Town Hall tomorrow as part of the local Waitangi Day celebrations from 10 a.m. till 2 in the afternoon. Organisers are promising there will be cake, tea and coffee, and the air conditioning will be on as we're expecting a high of 26 degrees for Tuesday. Also be a chance to learn about Te Tiriti. And Raglan is slowly getting back to normal after a busy summer. Kids will be back at Raglan Area School on Wednesday with senior students popping in today to confirm their subjects. The first Live and Local of the Year celebrating local musicians will be on at the end of the week. Construction of the Wharf Project is scheduled to begin next Monday, 12th of February. They're picking up where they left off with construction of the tidal steps down into the water continuing, plus a lot of trimmings like asphalt, signs and trees being installed before the project is completed. And 2024 is Raglan Community Radio's 30th year in existence. The station first went on the air on November the 5th from the announcer's booth in the Raglan Area School Gymnasium and has survived a couple of relocations, a change in the frequency, financial challenges and even a period where the government forced us off the air. But we're now the longest running independent community station in the country and we'll be planning a big celebration come November. And that is the Raglan News for Monday the 5th of February 2024.